You have named him, not I. You have named him, not I. We go around calling things whatever they appear to our attention to be. We call them good, we call them bad, we call them things we like, things we don't like. And as we go around doing this, we name things. You have named him, not I. I live my life in a condition of unconditional love. And in that unconditional love, I go around naming everything good and beautiful. No matter what the people are, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the people do or how they don't do things, I name them good, because this is my choice. You have named them, not I. I name them good. Now, what do you name them? Do you name them good? Then, for you, they are good. If you name things good in your life, you will find that they will be good. If you name things wonderful in your life, for you, they will be wonderful. If you name things as outstanding and marvelous and magical and fantastic in your life, then so they will be. Whatever things we name in our life, so they are. What is it that you would like in your life? What things would you like to experience? What things do you want to name? Do you want to say, all of your friends are good and very good? That's a good start, a very good start. Do you want to start out saying that all of the circumstances in your life are fantastic and glorious? Then that's what they will be. Do you want to say that everywhere you go, you see happiness, you see joy, you see peace, you see love, you see abundance? Everywhere you go, then so it will be. For the eyes that we see the world are our own eyes. We might say we're seeing it through someone else's eyes, but we are seeing through our eyes what someone else is seeing, and thereby we are twice judging what we are looking at. If we were to look at all things and not even judge once, but just call everything good, as the original creator is said to have called everything good that it created, can we do any different? Can we call anything in the universe less than good? If we ever do, then that's who we are. And we are considered by that. People look at us and say, why are they speaking poorly about their father, their mother, their sisters and brothers and friends? Why are they speaking poorly about them? Well, they're speaking poorly about them because they're speaking poorly about themselves. Now, if you are a happy person, you go around finding happiness wherever you go. If you are a lovely person, you find lovely things wherever you go. If you are an innocent person, you find innocence wherever you go. If you are a wealthy person, you find wealth wherever you go. If you are a poor person, you will find poverty wherever you go. Now, the choice is thoroughly 100% up to us. You've named him, not I. You name everything in your life as I do. And so whatever you find in your life, whatever you experience in your life, whatever you delight in your life, that's you. And it's only you. Because nobody else can make any difference in your world except you. With what eyes do you look at your world? With what eyes do you look at your family? Do you see one member of your family not arriving at the high goal that he should or she should arrive at? Or do you see one member of your family doing something unkind to another person? Do you see one member of your family being less than their ideal self? Well, if that's what you see, then that's what you experience. But if you see them seeking to be their best, seeking to reveal their best, that's okay. That's a start. But when you say they are their best, then you look past all the illusions. You look past all of those momentary things that are going to fall apart, fall away. And you see the truth. You see the truth which steps so strongly beyond all that appeared to be. And as you see that, you call it wonderful and you call it good. And that's what you've named it. That's what we name all things. Do you name your family good? Well, name all the world good too. Do you name your pet good? Then name all the world good too. Do you name every being, everything, every object in your world as good? Then name yourself good too. Because whatever you name it, whatever you name anything in your experience, that's what you're going to experience it as. You're going to experience life as whatever you name it. Now, we all have the privilege of naming anything we want, any way we want, and nobody's going to tell us that we can or can't do it. But we can tell ourselves. We can tell ourselves what we're going to do. We can tell ourselves that we are going to name everything in our life good. Now, if something hasn't worked out just exactly as the way we'd like it to work out, well then, redesign it. Redesign it. I had one young lady who was having a distressful time with her father, and I said to her, okay, now, just a minute. You take some time, and you go by yourself, and you redesign your father. You think of every beautiful thing a father could be, every beautiful thing a father is, anywhere that you've ever heard about, and put your dad in that light. Think of your dad in every good thing that a father could ever be, as far as you have ever heard, or that you can even dream up. And you can recreate your dad. You can recreate your father, your experience with your home and your life. Totally different. And it's like a miracle would happen over just a moment or two. And your home life, your father, your family, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your world would be illumined because you have illumined it. It would be grand because you have looked at it with the eyes of grandness, of beauty, of harmony, of joy, of peace. And lo and behold, this girl, when she redesigned her father, when she recreated her father, she said, a little later, she said, you know, he always was the ideal father. I didn't know it because I was distressed and I didn't see how wonderful, how beautiful, how fantastic, how glorious he was and he is. You have named him, not I. Who is it in your life that you would like to name in a new way? That you'd like to look at? Would you like to look at your family and say, we are a wealthy family, we are a prosperous family, we are a healthy family? Name it. Start talking like that. Start saying, we are a healthy family. You can say it if you must, only to yourself, for the illusion might be distressing. But forget the illusions. They are only momentary things. For in a moment you could win the Irish sweepstakes and you would be a wealthy person, and whereas a moment before you were not wealthy. And so you cannot limit yourself by the moments that happen in your life. You open the door to who you really are by naming it and claiming it and being it. Can you do that? Yes, you can. Do you want to do that? Well, that's the point. Do you want to do that? And are you ready, willing, and able to do that? Now, if you are ready, willing, and able to do that, if you want to do that, you can have anything you want in the world. You can be anything you want. You can name anything you want, and it will be whatever you name it. But it's up to you, it's up to me, to create our world as we want it, to recreate our world as we want it, to create it with the newness and the magic and the wonder of all the goodness that is possible to have. And as we do that, we'll find that we do indeed live in a world that we have named and claimed for ourselves. know that I love you. I love you. I love you.